It's Friday, August 26th. This is episode 35 of The Shaunakee, How to Succeed in Evil, Part 9, So They'll Know. For The Shaunakee, I'm Patrick McLean.
Edwin, I've got some awful bad news.
Edwin raised an eyebrow, but did not look up from the report he was reading.
Edwin!
Yes, Topper, you're very loud. Is there anything else?
Edwin, look at me.
You do realize that I don't actually have to look at you to understand what you're saying.
Edwin, I think we have to pay a claim.
Edwin put down the report. Topper, this is an insurance company. We're not in the business of paying claims. That's money flowing the wrong way. Now tell me, what happened? As Topper explained, each word seemed to plow deeper and deeper furrows into Edwin's forehead. Before he could finish, Edwin rose from behind his desk, and before the day was over, he had assembled a team and flown to the site of the incident in Nebraska.
How much? Edwin asked as he surveyed the wreckage of a destroyed factory.
One of the sharply dressed men with briefcases who dogged his steps handed him a report.
Our liability is $143 million.
And where is he?
Inbound, sir. B-team located him at a charity function of some kind.
Charity, eh? They wouldn't happen to offer assistance to insurance companies in financial distress.
No, sir. Children's Burn Hospital.
On the far side of the building, a man in a bright costume leapt over the wall in a single bound. A P on his chest unimaginatively indicated that he liked to refer to himself as Power Boy.
Hiya! You with the insurance company? Listen, I'd like to make this quick. I've got an important photo op across town. Looks bad to be late, even when you can fly.
Important? Asked Edwin, raising one eyebrow slightly. This was a $143 million facility.
Listen, I'm real sorry. We were just going at it, and it just, you know, sort of boiled over into the factory, you know.
I'm afraid I don't. Please explain.
I was chasing a bad guy.
Onto private property protected under a blanket policy by indemnity insurance.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Listen,
did he get?
What?
Clangor, the villain, how much did he take from the bank?
Well, I don't know, a couple of thousand?
So in the pursuit of a couple of thousand, you wreck an entire factory.
Look, it wasn't... It happened real fast.
But at least you caught him.
No, he got away this time, but fear not, I'll capture him soon.
Of course. But first, a charity function.
Okay, this has been fun and all, but I've got little kitties to help and heiresses to chase, so if you'll excuse me...
No, I don't think I will.
Look, I'm being very nice here. You can't stop me, you know. I've got superpowers.
Yes, the loud costume is something of a giveaway. Three men in suits closed in around Power Boy.
Hey, what are these guys gonna do? Tickle me? Look, I don't deserve this. You see that dynamo over there? Yeah, Clangor picked that up and hit me with it. So I don't need this hassle from an insurance company.
You didn't have to fight him.
He was robbing a bank. I'm a good guy, so I choose to fight him. Now, if you excuse me, I've got to go flash my perfect teeth.
Powerboy kicked away from the ground and into flight. As he neared the badly damaged roof, one of the men in suits pointed a weapon at him and pulled the trigger. An electrified net wrapped around him and brought Powerboy crashing down into the roof.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
People who shouldn't be trifled with.
Oh, great. I'm real scared. You idiot! My skin can't be broken by any material known to man.
A short figure carrying a bottle and a cloth waddled free from a white van in the background. As the awkward, forced gait of the hazmat suit drew him closer to the downed superhero, he poured some liquid on the cloth. Powerboy's eyes grew wide as the liquid crackled and smoked.
Hey, what's... What's...
Dimexyl 9, a neurotoxin so potent that a mere 3 microns in the... Oh, never mind. You get the point. Edwin stepped away from the corpse as a team of men in hazmat suits rushed in and carried the body off to a specialized vehicle where Powerboy was quickly frozen in liquid nitrogen. A third crew hosed down the little man in the suit. As soon as the hoses were turned off, Topper ripped off the helmet.
That goddamn suit is hot!
Yes, I'm sure it is. Thank you for taking care of that.
Edwin, who are those guys?
Topper asked, indicating the men in suits who were coordinating everything. Insurance adjusters. Topper struggled to keep up with Edwin's long stride.
You know I love to help, and it's not that I mind killing an arrogant freak in tights or anything, but... And you're usually the one saying these things, so I hate to...
Topper, just say it.
Why did we need to kill him?
Edwin stopped. So they'll know, Topper.
Who?
All of them. All of them in tights and suits, with gills instead of lungs, bodies with the same density as uranium. So they'll know that omdemnity is not to be touched.
Oh. Okay.
Well, now that we've dispatched with that unpleasantness, let's see if we can't find a decent restaurant somewhere.
One of the adjusters handed him a report on all the restaurants with a Zagat rating within a 200-mile radius. Edwin scanned the top five.
Well, thankfully we won't be staying here much longer.
We're staying?
We still have Klangor to attend to.
But he's one of the bad guys. I mean, good. I mean, he's on our side.
Don't you get it, Topper? There are no sides. There's just me and everybody else. And the reason everybody else loses is because they're all too stupid.